Hi. Seth the Coleman Show. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Taylor, subbed during the intro. 19 months. Thank
Why?
You for
Why
doing
do you
it.
Do that? Why do you
And
do
not
that?
Scaring me. I really appreciate it. So, thank you. Did Colby's hair melt? All right, he's very sensitive about his look. All right, let's not comment on his look.
Nothing,
man.
No, I'm going old school. No gel.
Okay.
This is just grease.
Hey, Ballin, what's up, dude? Taylor says, every time I watch that intro, it reminds me how much money I've thrown down the pit of T-Sacks. Taylor, imagine how much time you've wasted.
And pit? I'm offended.
Like,
it should be mountain.
Think about...
You've added to the mountain.
Are we
or
blurry?
The small hill. Are we just drunk? I can't tell.
I think we're blurry.
Am I in focus now?
Yeah. I had to turn the demo mode on earlier. Does that thing focus?
Oh, it does. I don't know if it does.
Like, look at the Pikachu back there. Like, it was so out of focus. Like, look at that.
Oh, yeah, now I'm doing it.
I think you just need to go infinite. Just do infinite. That's the opposite direction of infinite. I think you need to go all the way over to the
right
other side.
Here. I feel like that's good, right?
Why is there a big dot?
I don't know.
Look at that dot.
That's probably some coke or weed or something.
Oh, yeah. Wait, watching us, Taylor, is actually important. You kept me alive. That's important. Just keep going. Keep going. That's good. Leave it right there. That's good, right?
I think that's all the way out.
Yeah, that looks better. Okay, why are you still messing with it? Just leave it alone.
That's it. We're good.
No, it's blurry. We look blurry.
I did the whole way out, bro.
Leave it right there.
Right
Lean
where?
Back. Lean back. No, too
right
far.
Right here.
Too.
Right here. Right there. Right there.
All right. Sit in your chair. I'm going to fix it.
Dude, it's not going any further.
Sit!
From where it is right now.
I'm going to fix it.
Wasting time.
I'm going to fix it.
Wasting time. Takes a second. Did you fix it? You know, I'm closer to the camera than you are.
Shut up, I don't care.
So you're going
to
be out of focus.
I want you to see you, not me.
How's it going, man?
Good.
How's your life?
It's going great. Taco truck, I haven't seen you in 45 years. Where have you been?
Sup, fuckers?
It's a good one. All right. Okay. Hey, everybody. What's up? How you doing? It's good to see you. Y'all are here tonight. Appreciate it. It's still blurry.
That's what I said. You're blurry.
No, you're blurry.
I'm not blurry. I'm not.
Stop. Yeah, don't.
Stop
you don't
it.
Touch it. I'm going to touch it.
Stop what
you
you're
had
doing.
Your
no. Out completely. This is as it's not getting any less focused. That's at the max of the unfocusedness. Just let it be, man.
It's fine.
Follow your favorite Beatles verse, let it be.
That's my favorite?
Sure.
Okay. Alright. Try cleaning your glasses. Hey, where's the hat, man?
I was gonna bring the smaller one, but then I was like, no, I'm not being a cowboy. Next time I'm a cowboy, I'll bring the hat.
So it's like Sundays only cowboys?
Yeah.
Is it just that one day cowboy?
Well, I'll cowboy it up Sunday. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
It's cool. It's better for Sunday shows.
Is it?
Yeah,
why
they
is
get
that?
Too little of it tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Even
so.
Though technically they get 3 hours tonight, not two, but anywho. Can I tell you about my fucking night?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Taylor's just up to shenanigans and I see it. Like, she's like, definitely they're blurry, though. And Taco's like, no, they look fine. And she's like, shh. So I think what she's trying to do is trigger me.
That's probably
I think
accurate.
That's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, grow a beard.
I can't.
Hey, look, it's coming in. I can
this
see
is,
it.
It'll stop right here.
It won't.
It will.
It will
I
not.
Won't. How about this? I will not shave until Sunday, and you'll look at me Sunday, and I'll still look like this. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
No. Actually, can I bump it? Can I bump it till next Thursday?
No.
Why not?
Because Sunday... is 4 days from now.
Three.
If it's the exact same, it's not going anywhere.
Okay.
And I'm going to shave it because it's uncomfortable, and Chris says I look ugly.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change. That's full max. You just keep turning it to zero. Just keep.
What's the button do?
That turns it on auto or manual. Now you just turn it back to manual. Great entertaining content, man. Fantastic.
It's bugging me, dude.
Well, get over it. Sure you didn't touch the lens and there's a blur
no,
on your side of
I
the
have
lens?
To, I will, the demo mode was on earlier tonight, so I had to fix that. So I feel like the whole thing's broke. I'll have to do it later. Just who cares about it, dude? Just go. Just go. Here, we'll do the show like this.
There you go.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, tell me about your night, man.
I've gone to the gun range once.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I'm like, I want to go again.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I feel like it's nice. They should be able to see us.
But just real small?
Yeah, then they can't see that it's not a good quality. But, like, if you punch me, they can see it, you know?
Schwap!
I should have picked another thing, but, okay.
Schwap!
Okay. Continue. You went to the gun range.
I went to the gun range last night.
Okay. Because you got a membership there.
Right.
Yeah.
The man lied when I signed up for the membership.
Okay.
He said, it's $40 a year, okay?
Okay.
And then he said, there's no gun rental fee.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you do?
Sorry. Just keep talking.
No, this is too weird.
Ignore this, man.
I can't do it.
Ignore this.
Fucking weird.
Where's Flip? There it is. Okay. All right. I'm waiting. There's no gun rental fee.
No gun rental fee.
Uh-huh.
Cheaper range fee.
Okay.
Cheaper ammo.
Okay.
Ladies shoot free on Wednesdays.
Wait, is that really a thing?
That's really a thing.
Ladies shoot free on Wednesdays. Is that why you went last night?
No.
Okay.
No, it just happened to be Wednesday.
Okay.
And I really wanted to go.
It's ladies night at the gun range! Yee-hoo!
Well, Britt had one of her things where she works late on Tuesday, and I texted her Tuesday. I was like, hey, do you want me to go to the range today by myself, or do you want to go tomorrow together? And she's like, I really want to go. So we went to, or yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Go to the gun range. The fucker who signed us up was not there and lied, because when we got there, it was $20 per person just to rent a gun and get the range.
So that doubles so your yearly fee.
Yeah. So all the fucking membership does is take the range, the range fee down from $12.50 to $10. That's all it does.
Does the membership, you had to buy two of them, one for each of you?
No, that was a family plan.
Okay. You got, dude.
Yeah.
You got
hard. So
just stay inside.
Yeah, once
stop
we get there,
doing
before
things.
We fire a fucking shot, it was $40. Not to mention the ammo, which was $12 per, because she got her own gun and Lane this time.
Who was a better shot?
Me.
Aww.
No. Well.
Okay, that dissolved quickly.
I don't know.
Me!
Probably me.
No. Well, maybe me.
Probably me.
It probably was her.
She's getting better. So am I. I was terrible when I
you just, like, shoot Saturday. The ceiling or something?
No, I definitely shot the holder of the thing of the target, though.
I'm not bringing you out to my parents. Yeah. Yeah.
This one dude, though, in like a couple lanes over, he had one target, the black, you know, silhouette body. And then it had.
Why
like,
did it have to be black?
Because it was on a white background.
Why couldn't have been a black? Why
it.
Couldn't have been a black background with a white silhouette?
Because he's racist.
Was he a white dude?
Yeah.
Did he have a beard kind of like yours? Kind of stubbly, but not that big?
His was more full, but not full
oh,
beard.
Oh, yeah. Was he wearing jeans?
Yep.
Okay.
Was
his shirt tucked
jeans.
In?
I was wearing jeans and a tank top.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so previous to going to the gun range, I thought, go after work. Britt gets off at 6. I get off at 4:30. Mm-hmm. That's an hour and a half for me to kill before I don't want to drive home because
no,
the gun range is on.
Yeah,
that
you bought
side
one on the fancy side of town.
Right.
Yeah. And then you expect it to be cheap.
Well, it's cheaper than the other one.
It's not cheaper than Knapp weaponry.
It's not. I told her to look into that one.
Yeah.
But there's only 3 lanes in that one.
And she, who cares?
It might be full. We'd have to wait. If it's cheaper, though, it might be worth it.
You don't pay to wait. I pay to get to the front of the line.
Anywho, so yes. I had an hour and a half to kill. I decided to go to Vasa. Try out Vasa.
Oh,
get
that's
a day
the gym.
Pass. Yeah,
that's
it's a
the new
gym,
gym
here in town.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, well, they're opening one, literally, Woodlawn and 96, basically.
That's still
so,
way on the other
well,
side of
it's
town.
It's like a 4-minute drive from where I work.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I was like, I'll just go to that one right
just
after work.
Just go during
work.
Lunch.
It's
oh,
not,
no.
It's not open yet.
Oh, okay.
It's not open yet. So I had to drive to the one that is open, which is at Harry and...
It's south, right?
Woodlawn or something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, they're both on Woodlawn?
Maybe it's not Woodlawn. Maybe it's like Hillside.
It's south.
Yeah.
It's in the ghetto.
So literally, I drove all north to south of Wichita.
Okay.
Went to Vasa. Forgot to pack clothes that weren't sweaty after I changed into the gym clothes that I did bring.
Okay.
I couldn't change into the ones I had on because I used it as a sweat rag.
Okay.
So all I have
Wait,
is
you
a tank
used
top.
Your old clothes as a sweat rag?
Yep.
They don't have towels at the gym?
I didn't. They had facial tissues,
that's
which
where
are
they,
not the same
that's
thing.
That's where they're cutting costs right there, dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I go to Vasa. It's pretty cool. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I'm in a tank top. I don't want to put the shirt that I had
on
because it's all sweaty.
Okay. Were you wearing a gold chain?
So was the tank top. No.
You should have been wearing a gold chain, dude.
I looked like a hillbilly. It was not good.
Well, you're perfect for shooting
in
Kansas.
So we go to the fucking gun range. They overcharge us. Uh-huh. Ending bill was $108.
Oh, my God. Colby, you're supposed to be rebuilding your savings after the birthday debacle and the Kansas City shopping sprees.
Yep.
Not spending $100 on a Wednesday night to
that
shoot
was
guns.
2 days. That was Saturday and today was $108. Yep. Anyway, so
yeah.
At the gun range,
uh-huh.
They take your ID as a thing to hold to make sure you give the gun back or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. They could just shoot you if you try to run, but... They hold your ID. I don't know if that's a federal law or what.
Okay.
But.
I doubt it's a federal law.
And so there's these two fucking old white geezers,
mm-hmm.
And when we come out of the gun range and ready to pay and leave,
uh-huh.
Britt was wearing a goddamn Patriot shirt,
okay.
And they fucking start talking football for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So that made the guy forget to give me my fucking ID. So we left. I didn't realize it. We also didn't realize it was ladies' night, so they did not give us $10 off. So then Britt's like, you just spent $108, let me buy dinner wherever you want. Let's go to dinner. I was like, okay.
Wendy's.
So we drive all the way back across town to the west side.
Where'd you go?
Old Chicago.
Okay, that's a good place. I like that.
I wanted to buy cigars, and I've been wanting to go to the Humidor because they had a specific brand that I tried a weekend ago. I liked it.
What
I wanted
brand
to see
was
if they
it?
Had it. It was a Macanudo.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had that one.
They're tiny. They're almost cigarettes.
Would $10 have mattered when you spent $100 already?
Yeah, it would have been
$90. It clearly didn't matter, Taylor. He didn't
go
back.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. Yes, Ballin. He spent $108 for the both of them to go shoot a gun.
Well, me and Britt drove separate because we met there.
But to be fair, they shot multiple bullets.
I shot 150 bullets.
Yeah, see, there you go, Ballin.
But that went in 30
What's
minutes.
What's the magazine size on that?
15.
Okay. So you shot 10 magazines. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
$100.
Yep.
$10. Did you feel like you were getting $10 worth
mind.
Every time you
Fuck no.
changed out the magazine?
God, okay. no. It blew my mind how expensive it is.
I told him that he could go out to my parents, we could just shoot him in the backyard, but he has to buy a gun to
yeah.
do that. He doesn't have a gun.
Well, and also, I could buy a gun, and then also buy my own ammo,
yeah.
and bring it, and it would probably be cheaper than buying it from them.
Well, you do realize that you're halfway to the gun that you want. For the two trips that you made,
yeah.
you spent $108 at each one, your gun was $400.
That's a great point.
You're halfway to your own gun.
That's a great fucking point.
You should really just cut your losses right now.
Mm-hmm. I just need to pick a gun. I wanted yeah. to test them out and see which one I liked the best, but...
Go to Cabela's! They have a shooting range... In the place.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You could say, I'm looking to buy a gun, but I'd like to test drive. They have testers.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. So does Gander Mountain. Is that place still open?
No.
Okay, well, Cabela's has it.
Okay. Well, I might do that. Anyways!
Dude, how do I know more about
Better
this
point,
than you?
Because I have no idea about guns.
You, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You are the definition of rich white dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know nothing about what you're doing, but you have the money to back it up, so it doesn't matter.
I don't now.
Well, you do. Because I hear, I've heard for the last month, I'm poor, I'm out of money, and then Wednesday night, you're going to Old Chicago, and spending $100 on guns. You clearly do.
I mean, it could be better spent.
Yes, it certainly could. You could have given it to charity.
No.
That would have been better.
Absolutely.
Could have given it to me.
Fuck no, you're charity.
That's a great point. That's not a burden, it's a fact.
It's a burden.
I'm a charity, please give it to me, all right?
Okay, it's tax deductible. Can I finish my damn story now?
It's not tax deductible. Yeah.
So we get to the whereabouts of Old Chicago. We don't go in yet.
Uh-huh.
I call Brett, I'm like, hey, I'm going to stop at the humidor before I don't know what time they close. I'm going to buy some cigars, then I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Get a table.
Okay.
Order drinks, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So she goes, and then I go to the humidor. I walk into the humidor.
What time is this? Like 7:38?
This is 7:40.
Okay.
I get at the humidor. I pick out the fucking cigars I want. I go up to the cash register. He's like, can I see your ID?
I have your ID.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
I was just shooting guns, and that patriot-hating bastard didn't give it back.
That was you scruffing your beard because you're manly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to drive all the way back across town.
Did you text Britt and tell her that happened?
40 minutes, yes. Mm-hmm. 40-minute drives.
Yeah.
20 minutes there, 20 minutes
back. Yep.
I got there. I called the dude. I was like, hey, I'm almost there. Wait, please. You forgot to give me my goddamn
idea. Do they, like, close at 8 or something?
Mm-hmm. They closed at 8. I got there at 8:01.
Okay.
And so the dude has my ID, gives it to me. I'm like, thanks. And I was like, also, was it ladies' night tonight? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, we didn't get the $10 off, or we didn't get...
You didn't ask.
Mention it next time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck your ass. Fuck your ass.
Listen,
with
sir,
your own gun.
It is.
It's your business. This is your offer.
Listen, sir, it is 2019. I am not allowed to assume genders. I did not know that your fine lady was a lady until this here moment.
Better
for Ilo, you're rocking a gina. Are you?
No.
That's why you didn't get a discount, sir.
So, yeah. That was my night.
Did you make it to Old Chicago?
Yeah, with my pizza already there cold.
But was the beer good?
The beer was flat.
Did you get laid or anything in the night?
Nope.
You should really just probably just kill yourself.
Well, me and Brett got real drunk, though.
That's good.
Yeah. It was pretty entertaining.
And you both drunk drove back home?
Yeah. I mean, no. No, I had 2 beers at Old Chicago.
So you don't need to backpedal. These people don't care.
I had 2 beers. She had 3 fucking... olive juice vodkas.
I'm going to do you a solid right now, okay? Taylor's real mad you drunk drove home.
I didn't drunk drove.
No, let me... Don't worry, all right? Let me help you out here. Taylor, I did not register to vote the other day. Still not going to be able to vote.
See? You're welcome.
Now that's all she's going to care about.
I got way more drunk when I got home.
Okay, well, I believe that.
I drank 5 Wooshocks once I got home.
Yeah.
I registered to vote.
I did not. Ain't gonna vote.
I probably won't vote, but I registered, and I want the option.
I want the option to say no.
Yeah. It depends who the nominees are.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Or the nomination is. Loyal, I know
you live in Canada.
What?
Loyal's like, I know I can't register to vote. Like, you live in Canada, Loyal. Doesn't apply. They got their free health care and their legal weed and their moose. What else do they need?
Not much.
Yeah, nothing, dude.
They don't have guns up in Canada.
Yeah, and you know what? Ball and Hobo's $100 richer because of it, all right?
Dude, it's just ridiculous. So, if I had my own gun and brought my own ammo, it would be $10 each time. That's not bad.
No, not really. But... Yeah, you're $200 down, dude. You could have just bought a gun. You could probably get a Glock for $200.
No.
I bet you could.
It's 4.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if I went to Cabela's and I just searched 9mm handgun and sorted by cheapest, I bet there's one for $200.
Try it.
All right, let's look it up.
Let's try it out, man. Cabela's.
Goblin, don't antagonize Taylor, alright? She will stab you.
9mm handgun.
Do you often go to Beretta or fucking Cabela's?
Dude, I love Cabela's, dude.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why?
Because like you like to pretend that you're a cow, like you're the guy from Justified. Mm-hmm. I like to pretend that I'm that dude who free soloed the wall. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I do. All right?
You want a rock climb?
That would be
that's
great.
That's what you're doing?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You want a rock climb.
Why wouldn't I want a rock climb?
I don't want a rock climb.
Right here. Here's a Beretta Nano 9mm, $299.
Dude, that is the tiniest little gun.
What are you, dude? It's got a snag-free design, man. But you're only $100 off of getting it.
Yep. I'm not getting that one, though.
I mean, they have a bunch of brands in here. I just don't know which ones are good. Here's Glocks. Look at all these Glocks in here.
Glocks.
Glock.
Can you say Glock anywhere?
Glock. Here's a Glock subcompact, $429. Am I still price low to high? I am. So Glocks are $400. You were right. You were right, sir. What's the one that you like? You like Sig Sauer, right? Yeah.
P320.
Dude, you gonna get a James Bond gun, dude? Alright, that one's pretty expensive. See, you got rich taste, dude.
No, all of them are from $400 to $800 typically.
Nah, they can't be. There's gonna be cheap ones. Ooh, a Winchester, dude. How do you say Glock?
Glock.
How am I saying it differently?
I think you're putting, like, way too much... Well, that one was fine.
That's how I've been saying
the
Glock.
The previous ones, you had, like, Glock.
Glock. See how my cheeks are getting in the way, dude?
Yeah, you got too much saliva.
Sometimes I get mad, and I get mad.
I can now get an AR for $200.
Just buy one off Craigslist. There you go. Taylor! Taylor, you are so smart. Look at this. We should have asked the person from the Carolinas. 9mm. Okay, the first one up was away. Look at this. Smith & Wesson, dude. 9mm. Now, this isn't Eden. Okay? It doesn't have a price. So, I don't know how this is allowed to be on Craigslist. Like, how do you not have a price?
Good spelling.
Now, dude, shut up. Okay? Good price. Good pricing.
I don't think they have guns on Craigslist.
That's messed up, dude.
Maybe that's why it didn't have a price.
Oh, could be
because that it's he found a workaround or something.
Yeah. Okay. Here, what did Goblin find for us?
A little tiny thing.
Say hello to my little friend. He's very little.
That's perfect, though. You wait until the mugger comes up to you, and then once he's on you, you just whip it and pop. You don't need aim with that thing.
I mean, would you feel...
Is that a 9mm?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Would you feel... what's the word? Inferior, if you went to the range with that thing and you pulled it out.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Can you look up who makes the Colt 45 for me real quick? I was wondering. Colt?
Colt's the brand name, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
It's a Colt 45 Magnum, right? Like, here. Colt.
Damn it.
Why do I know this? And you don't know this. Pistols. You want the Mustang series, the Defender series, the Commander series, the Traditional series, the Competition series, the Combat Unit series, the Combat Elite series, the Railgun series, the Delta Elite series, the Gold Cup series. Hold on.
Let's try the Railgun series.
Sir, please wait for all of the options to be read.
I don't want all the options. I want Railgun.
But we haven't got to the 1903 reissue series.
I don't care. Railgun. Click.
Thing, dude. Now that will make everyone else's Johnson in the place shrink 3 inches when you pull that out, okay?
Anyway, I was talking about the guy at the gun range, talking about the black silhouette target, and you were like, why is it black? I didn't even get to my goddamn part of the story. His, like, So it had like the ovals on like his body.
Yes, we know. We know
10,
what they look
9,
like.
10, 9, 8, 7, yes. You know. He was aiming at the 7 on each side, left, right, top, bottom.
Okay.
And like this big of groupings. Every time.
So that's who you want to
be. Bap. Yes.
Okay. That's what you want.
Absolutely. That dude, that was the closest shits I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, dude, look at that. What about that,
I don't
man?
Want no stupid revolver.
Okay, sorry, Goblin. He said that was stupid. Dude, I'm going to this 1903 reissue series, dude. Look at this, dude. Look at this. This literally looks like the JPEG of this gun is jammed. That's what this looks like. Who would buy that? That is dumb, dude. Revolvers, dude. King Cobra. Look at that. Come on, man. That's a gun for Brit right there.
Well, that's what I was saying. She was looking at a 1911, a Browning 1911.
Dude, 100%. When you're killed by her, it's going to be with that gun. What is it? A Browning 1911?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I mean, this just looks like every other handgun.
Well, it looks like a Colt, doesn't it?
Well, that's because handguns, I mean, they pretty much perfected it, you know?
It looks like it's like a replica of a Colt 45, just smaller.
I mean, a little bit, I guess. I mean, that's kind of what all handguns look like. I mean, they're not going to be like the difference between a Taurus and a Porsche. Like, that's how handguns work,
there's
you know?
Different ones, man.
No.
There's different ones.
Brit's like me, okay? She's going to snap, and it's going to be the quickest way to kill possible. And a gun is going to be accessible, and it's just going to be pop-pop to the chest, and Colby's going to die. 100%.
Hopefully to the head. I don't want to...
No, it won't be. It will not be fast. Mm. If I was to shoot you, where would I shoot you, you think?
Dick.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Look up how much a bow costs, dude. Now we talk it. Compound bow. Look at this. Look at these, dude. Ooh, we got clearance, dude. We got clearance bows. Okay, these suck.
Keep looking up bows. I'm going to throw this beer in the freezer because it's goddamn warm now.
Sorry, man. You could get some hard alcohol if you want.
No.
Look at this. Look at this bow right here. Okay? Like, I could start here, okay, because I'm confident in my manliness. I got nothing to prove. I just want to shoot a bow. This one right here is $179, chat. That's all I need. That's all I need. $179 for this bow right here. Come on, dude.
Yeah, we looked at them up last time. They're cheap.
You could buy 3 bows for 1 gun. Think of how much of a badass you would be
you
if you could have
2 bows.
2 feet. You know, just like... You know, 2 arrows at once, man.
Yeah, no.
You could figure out a way to parkour. So you're like running, and then you jump in the air, and in slow motion, you're like... And then you land and you do like a barrel roll.
That's a terrible idea.
That would be the coolest thing ever, dude.
Your definition of cool is very low.
That is the most badass thing I've ever suggested on this show. And you're hearing that from the man who invented Sahara Money Drop.
I was about to bring up Sahara Money Drop.
Yeah, what about it?
Be like, that's not the most badass thing?
No, let's get no guns in Sahara Money Drop. Bows only.
Okay.
Maybe it hasn't been a movie with The Rock bow hunting.
Not yet.
We could be the first. Mm-hmm. Really accentuate those tries, bro, when he's pulling back that bow.
Did Arnold ever use a bow in any movie?
Oh, why, he had to have.
Was it? It wasn't Predator. No. Predator? I don't think he had a bow in Predator.
I feel like he had to have had a bow at some point.
I know Rambo had a bow.
What's the one where he's coated in mud?
That's Predator.
Then it's definitely that one. Because the movie trope is, if you're going stealth, you use a bow.
Right. It's quiet.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Guns are loud.
They are loud. But you know what else is loud? When the guard 3 feet from you gets shot with an arrow and goes, ah! That's also loud. And it kind of gives away the fact
not
that you're under
you
attack.
Not if you through the mouth.
It's not how noise
like
works.
Like you surprise.
It's no. Not a speaker.
Yeah.
Okay?
You just cut the tongue.
No.
Yeah.
Ah! It doesn't matter. Dude, you can scream without a tongue, bro. What are you talking about?
Then straight to the dog. Noggin. Dog noggin.
Well, you just kill him immediately.
Yeah.
So you gotta aim right here. Okay.
It's easier to aim with a bow than a gun.
Oh, is it? Do you know that from experience?
I do.
I don't think you do.
I shot bows before.
You've never shot a bow.
I have definitely. I shot a bow into Bash's foot. You not remember that story?
Oh, now I do.
Yeah.
And I remember that now.
That was my one fuck up, and we always used to play a game of how close you could get the arrow to somebody's foot.
I shot my friend one time, and everyone gets all mad.
Yeah. It wasn't even me. It was the ground. The ground shot him. I shot the ground. The ground was too hard to take the arrow. It bounced the arrow back up, hit Bash in the foot.
This doesn't even make physical sense.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was at the right angle. It barely skimmed the ground, bounced off the ground, hit Bash in the foot.
I'm sure you believe that's what happened.
I saw it. That's what happened.
You saw it.
Also, if I full out just straight shot him in the foot, it would have gone deeper in his foot than it did. Arrow barely stuck in his foot. Barely.
We should just stop the show right now. This is it. This is the best segment we're ever going to have. Let's just end.
Yep, I agree. I agree, man.
Oh
yeah.
My God,
so that was my night last night.
Oh,
it was
Lord.
Super great.
Oh.
Everything else minus the $100 and the having to drive 40 minutes for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
Okay. All right. Speaking of last night, It's Always Sunny premiered.
It's Always Sunny, bro.
I want to show you this. I don't know if anyone in chat watches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but their new season came out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the new episode this morning. Great episode.
Okay.
The Charlie...
Can we just take the last 30 minutes to watch the fucking episode?
The Charlie and the Danny DeVito parts, Frank, great.
Mm-hmm.
Their entire... It felt like classic Sunny.
Okay.
Okay? I'm sure the D, Dennis, Mac... side B story plot was also great. But Dennis, his face looked like it was cooked under a hot sun for 30 hours before they shot the episode. And D got some type of face alteration plastic surgery. And I can't unsee it.
Okay.
I want to play some, because you've not seen it, right?
No.
I'm just going to randomly play a selection from the episode. Because I honestly, it was too distracting for me to even pay attention to. It was so...
I mean, that's really bad.
Like, I can't ever remember a show that in between seasons the cast changed this much. Okay? Could be in a butt. Play it.
Just found at the bus stop. Gruesome twosome seek exotic Europeans for week-long rental in luxurious one-bedroom apartment. Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down.
There's something wrong with her face.
I need a better, frontal.
Call. Email freynolds@warthog-orgyfart.edu.
That's not D, dude!
Yeah.
Well, look at her lips! Look at her eyebrows! Look at her eyes!
Something's wrong, dude.
What?
It's a good ad, you know? We got the...
They look exactly the same!
They're doing it?
Yeah, but we're not posting creepy flyers.
Look at Dennis!
What kind of people?
He looks malnourished!
What? Young bohemians with no sexual boundaries. Who really don't mind a shitter down the hall.
You know, like European backpacking chicks who stay in hostels and stuff?
Freaks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not horrific, but it's distractingly different to me.
Oh, gross.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Dee just looks...
Lump yourselves in with
like, look at her face!
I think Botox is a good one.
Yeah!
It's a good way to go.
I think that's what happened.
Botox and collagen, probably.
Yeah!
A little puffier lips, a little less wrinkles.
She looks more L.A.
Well,
you know?
It looks like Dee gave Dennis all of her wrinkles.
Yeah!
Because Dennis does not look this bad in AP Bio.
I know! That's what I'm saying, dude!
What? Are you trying to say a meat cube, like a little meat? Cube of meat? Because that's a good idea, actually.
No, we're doing a meat cube.
Like, look at her face, dude.
There's something weird.
It's distracting.
Okay. So you watch this episode. It's really good. And you tell me that there's not something wrong with her face. She looks more L.A., I think is what it is. And Dennis looks like he's turning into Mac's mom. And it's not one of those things where, like...
He must smoke.
You think that's what it is? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Menace might be onto something. He said stress. Like, what if the AP bio debacle, like, really took it out on him, you know?
Maybe. Stress smoking. Well, he looks extra skinny, and he has more wrinkles. Though that is like two big signs that I smoked 50 packs in between the last time you saw my face.
I mean, he probably did. That's what it feels like, man. Yeah. Well, he got canceled, Menace. He got canceled.
Second season was not that good.
I don't know why. I mean, I get it, okay? Like, it's his passion project or whatever, you know? But, like, he's got more money than he'll ever need in his life from It's Always Sunny. Like, I feel like he shouldn't be stressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he's sad. Charlie's doing big blockbuster movies. Fucking Max got his own Apple TV show. Him and Dee are just down the shitter. I mean, Danny DeVito, you can't beat him. That dude won.
It's where two soulmates meet under charming and or cute circumstances. Like from a rom-com.
No.
Let's keep the
track. Mac is just getting better looking.
Yes.
That's not romantic.
Yeah, I'm sure for Dennis.
It's this over here looks like we went four seasons into the past, and then we go across the bar, and it's like, who are these people?
Yeah.
It's like they grew up 20 years, and then you see them at the high school reunion, and you're like, these aren't the same people that I knew, but they're acting like they are. Maybe they're just not good actors.
Who?
The three people who never get hired in anything else. That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dennis has one lane. He has one lane.
Yeah, he's Dennis.
It's Dennis.
You know what lane D has?
D.
It's D.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Rob McElhaney is just going to be Rob McElhaney and everything, too.
Yeah, but see, Mac is a character. That's the thing.
We have to wait to see his new show,
Dennis seems like Glenn Howerton.
He does.
He is the character, just a little more creepy. D is her character, just a little more extreme.
Hey, April.
Charlie plays dumb really well. That's a character. And then Mac is also way too, like, you know, oblivious. He plays dumb real good, too.
This episode is about them having an Airbnb, and at one point, like, these Swedish people show up for Frank and Charlie's Airbnb, and they leave a thank you note towards the end of the episode. And Charlie looks at it and goes, I can't read this. I think it's in Swedish. And Frank goes, no, that's English. It says, thank you for the good time. You can't read at all.
Wow.
Is Rob making the Minecraft movie? All I know is that he's doing the Apple thing. But we don't know how good that show will be either.
I mean, we saw his acting in Lost. That's the only other thing I've ever seen him in.
Yeah, he had four lines in that show.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
I mean, to be fair, Charlie is pretty much the same guy in every show, too.
That's true.
But his guy is way funnier than Glenn's guy, which only really works in this setting. Mm-hmm. D's as well.
Yeah, you can't be as creepy as Glenn is.
No, but you can have a character that just goes, at any time in any movie. Mm-hmm. And that would work, you know? Yeah. Maybe not in any movie.
Django Unchained. I mean, Jonah Hill was in it.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Can't see through the damn mask.
Why do you know lines from Django Unchained?
Because that's one of the funniest scenes in any movie ever. When they can't fucking see through the goddamn hoods, man. It was the best thing ever.
Take that out of context. Please, someone clip that. Okay. Anyway. It's not Hammy anymore. Now it's Goblin. Goblin has been riding my butt about watching all of these new trailers tonight. So we gotta watch some trailers.
Why did he switch his name?
Because he doesn't like Overwatch anymore. And Hammy Nano was in reference to Overwatch.
Ah. So what's Ron Goblin?
It's a randomly generated username.
Oh.
And it's Ron Goblin.
That's a great fucking name.
Is it?
It is.
I can only think of
That's
Goblin.
That's almost like Childish Gambino.
No, it's not.
You're thinking of dick sucking?
Yes. Let me Ron Goblin you. Every time I think of it, that's all I
think of a creepy green creature.
Well, that's like, what he wants like you to goblin. Think of. Yeah. Goblin.
But you're just goblin dick over there.
Yeah.
Or vag, actually. You could gobble vag.
Specifically male.
Okay. Genitalia.
Yeah.
Sweet. What trailers you got? Any actual movies this time?
Okay. We got Frozen 2.
Uh-huh.
We got Uncut Gems, new Adam Sandler serious movie.
I heard this got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
We got The Irishman, trailer number 2.
Great.
Shows a young Robert De Niro.
Oh, shit.
We got El Camino, a Breaking Bad. And then I got The Last of Us 2 trailer to play.
Like the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you want to watch first?
Let's start with the game.
All right, Last of Us 2. Have you seen this?
No.
Now, did you watch or see The Last of Us 1?
I don't think I've watched the whole game, no.
Okay. There is a... someone on YouTube cut the game into, like, 8 30-minute episodes like it's TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the greatest thing ever. I'll just send it to you.
Okay.
Okay? So, here's The Last of Us 2.
Ding!
Scale of 1 to 10...
Is it only on the PS4?
Yes.
Really?
How would you rate our kiss from last night?
Spoke a big blunt, dude.
Of course, the Ellen Page character is fucking a lesbian.
She's been a lesbian this whole time, dude.
Wasn't she supposed to be the original character, and then they changed it?
All right. Ellen Page?
Yeah.
No, people said she looked too much like Ellen Page. Bernie they Rouse. Made her look more like the voice actress this time.
Mark your logbooks.
Wasn't there a game with Ellen Page in it, though?
Yeah. Anything you
and Willem Dafoe.
What was that one?
Beyond Two Souls.
Ellie!
Huh. I always thought it was this game.
No.
You come back.
Was that thing blind?
Yeah, it's a clicker, dude. Dude, how does this happen, dude? How do people make games that look
like this? I don't know.
And how good can it look next to me?
Get off me! Please stop! No!
They killed her girlfriend, man.
Oh, shit. It's a lot of black.
It's very upsetting, dude.
Tommy.
You know who Tommy is? So you haven't seen enough of the first game, I think.
Is that the guy you play?
No.
You have no idea.
That's his brother.
Into.
What are you doing?
I'm assuming the guy dies at the end of the
you
game.
You don't know how large that group is. How armed.
I don't care. You can't stop this. What are you doing here?
That's the dude.
That's the dude.
You think I'd let you do this on your own?
God damn, that looks good.
How do they do it?
Wow.
How do they do it, man? Isn't that... Here's the real question. Like, they say the next one's gonna be even better.
What next one?
The PS5.
How?
At what point do we just be like,
why not just cast real people? Save some time.
No, because it's easier.
Is it?
Yeah, once you have it like once you have it built, all it is rendering.
Naughty Dog does frame by frame facial animation
Mm-hmm.
No, not mocap. They do mocap, but they only use it for reference.
Okay.
Everything they do is hand animated. That's why
that
it looks...
That just seems pointless.
That's why it looks so lifelike.
That just seems pointless.
I mean, I think they do that for, like, movies and stuff now, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do. Because mocap...
You gotta have a lot of attention to detail, man.
Yeah.
Like, slight eyebrow raise.
Well, like, when they show behind-the-scenes stuff on those games, like, it literally is just, like, they show, like, some dude, like, moving someone's eyebrow from, like, here to here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just like, dude, when you really notice that in the game, but apparently...
Dude, I mean, the environments look crazy, the, like...
I don't know how that's going to be a video game.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It blows my mind.
Was The Last of Us open world?
No.
No?
No. It's a linear story.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not... I mean, there's, like, collectibles, but it's still a straight line. There's only one way to go. Like, the most open it's going to be is, like, battle sequences where you're in, like, a bigger arena. But, no, it's not open world.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, that's true. I mean, the fact that it's linear, there's, like, no costume changes or anything like that, so they don't have to worry about rendering every cutscene and every outfit you could possibly wear. Like, that does make it easier, but still, dude.
That looked great.
Like, I don't know how... This thing sounds like a rocket engine when I play Red Dead. Just all day, dude. Like, I don't know how they get the performance out of the thing. Like, I remember doing that with Uncharted 4. Like, I can't believe how good that game looks. Mm-hmm. And this game looks better than Uncharted 4. It's stupid, dude.
Like, yeah, no. Like, this fucking shit... This, like... Just this, like, short shot of his fucking face.
What are you doing here?
Like, it just seems more fluid
yeah.
than most facial animations I've seen.
That's because it's hand-animated, I think. I mean, I think some Naughty Dog developer spent 3 months of their life animating this cutscene by hand.
Okay, so, Uncanny Valley... Why does that not look real, though?
I don't know, dude. I don't know why. That's what I mean. Like, at what point is it just... Like, at some point it's going to hit the Pixar thing, where the Pixar people could clearly make real humans if they wanted to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But you would know that it's not real.
Right.
And so you'd be like, no, mm-hmm. I reject it.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, at what point does video games stop trying to be photorealistic because it's going to be unsettling?
Mm-hmm. That should be a good...
Like, because even Detroit
you know that
and
React
all that,
channel
like, yeah.
on YouTube yeah. where they just sit people down and play them shit and then they record their reactions?
Right.
That should be a thing they do, is, like, just take clips, like that little one-second clip of that dude's face moving, and then take another clip of an actual person's face moving, and then just play them sequentially, and then be like, which one is real?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Turing test,
and
but
just
for animation.
See,
yeah.
Because, yeah, in this context, you know it's a video
well,
game.
Well, I think that people have started to do that. Like, there's a lot of shots in Endgame that are CGI, the full person, mm-hmm. and you don't know it, and you don't notice. I think if it was let... Like, I feel like 10 years ago, they're like, Jar Jar is completely CGI in this movie. It's going to blow your mind. Like, I think people went in going, eh, I could tell. You know, but now that they don't tell you, hey, Mark Ruffalo in the entire Doctor Strange sequence with the bald lady is CG the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you don't know that, you don't go, I could tell. Because your brain doesn't know that it's fake, so you just look at it and you go, hey, it's real.
Right.
And I think at some point, you could get there with video games, but we're always going to know it's not real. Because video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, when I play some Red Dead, like, when it loads, it does that old sepia filter, old tin-type photo. Like, there are some... Because of that filter, a lot of those things look real.
Yeah.
And I think if you're at the point now where adding a filter makes it look real, I feel like we're 10 years away from it just looking real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, environments look real now.
Yeah.
It's just the people that don't look real. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy,
dude.
Crazy.
But yeah, I'm
man.
Hyped as can be for that thing, dude.
Let's do what's uncut? What
That's
that
the
one?
Adam Sandler
that
one.
That one. Let's do that.
Okay,
one.
Adam Sandler time. Let's do it. Have you seen this?
No.
It's a miracle.
How you doing, Holly?
I haven't seen
How's
any of these actually.
Let's Pesach out.
All right, Larry, you're a Jew again. Welcome back.
Starting out hype.
Crazy risk.
It's a sweet synth, bro.
And it's about to pay off. So I want the Celtics to cover. I want the Celtics halftime. I want Garnett points and rebounds.
Is that Kevin Garnett?
I don't know. I just know.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. That's the dumbest fucking bet I ever heard of.
I disagree. I disagree, Gary.
Is that a Furby?
What is that?
I started it.
Are you serious?
You're taking my money all over town, placing bets.
I'm having very serious second thoughts.
Are you serious right now?
I know I fucked up.
Howard, where's the money right now?
Howard, got my money?
Howard! Is it too late? I'm done. That means nothing. It meant nothing. Please. Give me another shot.
No. No!
I mean, no.
He doesn't get to do this. Black Joe,
power, nigga. Do what?
This is my.
Be a serious
way.
Actor, too.
You think I'm stupid,
huh? He doesn't get to do it!
He's an Oscar nominated!
He has two things! What did he get nominated for?
Punch Drunk Love, when he did his serious stuff that other time.
Who said that? I told you about how things were gonna go. You like the way things are going now?
That's my family!
Dude, he'll be nominated.
Get the kids out of the house.
You having a good time?
Yes.
Guaranteed. He'll be nominated.
This is me. This is how I win.
How are you not more disturbed by the fact that
you're stretching out?
What is he, a coach?
Nah, he's just a fucking crazy ass Jew.
Like, Kevin Garnett appears to be an actor in this movie.
Like, a big one.
That's weirder to me than Adam Sandler being a dramatic actor.
Yeah, well, and the fact, I don't know what when this is set.
Apparently, when Kevin Garnett's playing.
Yeah, is he still playing?
No!
No.
Kevin Garnett's 85 years old, dude.
He can't do this. He's already made the most money ever.
He does have
any
more money
goddamn
than
comedian, yes, in any movies ever.
Yeah, he's rich.
And now he gets to be a fucking drama actor that's decent.
I think he's always been a decent drama actor.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why he's Oscar nominated.
I've never seen him in a drama.
It was in Spanglish, great movie. Punch Drunk Love, never saw it, but he was Oscar nominated for that role. I think those were his only two dramatic roles.
Let's speed through the rest of these, because I got to pee and I need another beer.
We're playing Goose Game tonight, bro. Want to watch The Irishman? El Camino.
Is it a three-hour-long trailer?
It is a two-and-a-half-minute-long trailer.
Let's go.
Okay.
Frank Sheeran. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you said it.
Oh, Ed's brother.
Under the contract, management can only fire a driver on very specific charges.
It's way weirder to see Ray Romano do serious roles.
No. Do you have any moving violations?
No.
Do you drink on the
job? Is that young De Niro?
Yes.
No.
You ever hit anybody?
On a job?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, then. We don't have nothing to worry about.
He just looks like Robert De Niro with dark hair.
How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
It was like the army.
Is that Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
You did the right thing. You got rewarded.
A friend of ours is having a little trouble. A friend at the top.
Back then, there was nobody in this country who didn't know who Jimmy Hoffa was.
Get the gun out of his hand!
You always charge a guy with a gun. With a knife, you run
away.
It's
a goddamn
so
Al Pacino.
Charge with a gun, with a knife, you
that's
run
away. That's Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's Al Pacino, yeah.
Hiya, Frank. Would you like to be a part of history?
Yes, I would.
Big business and the government are working together, trying to pull us apart.
Something's got to be done. What else you say? Now's not the time to not say.
We're going at war with these people. War.
Things have gotten out of hand with our friend.
You gotta sit down, everybody says so.
No, I'm not sitting down, I can't do it.
It's what it is.
What it is. I know things they don't know I know.
I I'm engaged, dude. It looks great.
Either way, he's going.
I don't have any idea what that movie's about, but that didn't matter when I watched it.
You know, I don't care whether you did it or not. That makes no difference to me.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm here to defend you, right?
Right. What do you want to know? You want to know if I did it or not?
No.
I mean, it looks... It's probably going to be great.
Oh, definitely.
3.5 hours long, though.
Are we getting another Star Wars trailer or not?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think we'll get one in November.
Really?
I do. Late October.
The final fucking trailer.
Yeah.
November?
I think, yeah.
A month before it comes out?
I think they got to build the hype. It'll be a crazy trailer in November, and everyone will just dance around the room, and then they'll go see it.
And then give it like 4 months, and then everyone will start bitching about it.
That's the hype machine, I think.
Yep.
I think they got to do... I mean, I could see it late next month, but I think it'll be within... I would say within 60 days of it launching, you'll get another trailer.
Hmm.
When's it come out in December? Is it end of December?
Probably like right before Christmas.
Yeah, so it's end of December.
I think it's 18th or something like that. Maybe.
I think I don't think it'll be any earlier than 60 days. I killed an alien, pro Xbox.
Play El Camino. All right,
this is the one that What's-His-Face is real excited about. Breaking Bad.
I don't know the ending of Breaking Bad. Will this ruin it?
Yeah, we've already talked about it on the show, what happened at the end.
No, I forget. Anybody not seen Breaking Bad? Because if not, if you have...
Oh, now you care about spoilers?
If you have not, close your ears. Tell me what happens. Old man dies.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, old man dies. Hold on, I'll just show you. El Camino movie trailer. I think this is the Pinkman. Is this the Pinkman one? There's one of these that like shows all the old stuff. Thank you. You're cutting into my goose time, dude.
Tell us everything you remember. Any business dealings, any personal dealings, any criminal activity you were a witness or a party to, anything and everything. Just tell us your story.
Living is a dream when you make it seem enchanted. Lovers take for granted.
Remember Badger, dude?
I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember him? That dude's insane, bro. Remember Jessica Jones?
No.
She throws up in her own mouth, chokes to death in a vomit. Bryan Cranston could have saved her. He didn't.
No.
You need to watch Breaking Bad again, eh?
I never watched it. Well, I mean, I gave up after, like, season 3.
Are you telling me that you re-watched all these shows, and you watched Last Man Standing, and you've never finished Breaking Bad?
Yeah. It was too hype. It was too hype. This is why I didn't get into Game of Thrones until season fucking 6.
What's worse, that or me not watching The Departed, Chad? Which one's worse? Season 3 is the best season! Isn't season 3 when the chicken guy shows up?
I remember chicken guy.
Like, that's when the show really gets good! Oh my God, I forgot about that dude. That dude was a psychopath. I forgot that was the show he got started in. on, dude. Remember the bicycle? Oh my god. That's how and that's how the show ends. You should probably watch that
show. I should probably watch that show.
So you're not going to understand this trailer at all.
No, let's pass on this one.
You just want to pat? You don't want it spoiled, do you?
No. Go to Frozen.
You just watched the entire show.
Go to Frozen.
I cannot.
None of what I just watched made any sense to me, so.
You have to look into the camera and you tell Goblin what you're making me do.
I've never seen Breaking Bad, so it's my choice that we don't watch this trailer. It's my show. Back up, Goblin. Hammy. Whatever your fuck name is.
Far away.
Far away in an ancient world with talking horses and fairy princesses.
Yes.
We could have watched it Sunday. Just gone Goose.
But something went
what,
wrong.
Goose? This one?
Since then, no one can.
What are we talking about?
We could have watched this out. Sunday. We could just be playing Goose right now.
I don't want to play Goose.
No, Goblin, I've been waiting for tonight. We're going to watch it right at the start of my stream tomorrow.
Well, let's watch it, man.
No, you don't want to spoil.
Let's watch it.
Is weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
Also, never seen Frozen, so this makes no sense either.
What does that mean?
Play El Camino right now. Play it. No! Play it! Now you're the one not playing it!
We're going to Goose.
Play it!
We're going to Goose. No. I already closed it,
play
man.
It.
It's gone.
Play it.
It's gone.
Play it.
Well, how do you know how to do this?
I use Chrome every day at work, you bastard.
Left the cursor on the screen, though. God, it looks like Rickety Cricket.
Yeah, he looks wrecked.
That's why Frank hit me with the trash can. We got all infected.
These things.
There's Badger. Badger's my favorite, dude. I bet that actor was happy to get a call.
I've changed, though I look much the same. I found grace.
So does this gonna get Aaron Paul an Oscar? Like this is a movie, right? Like he's eligible for an Oscar because of this movie, right?
Definitely won't.
Oh my god, no way. Is he digging up the money? I'm begging. Ew, don't touch that bug.
I need this so much more. No.
It's Red Dead, dude.
You ready? Yeah.
Who's he talking to? Who's he talking to, man?
Yeah, that made no sense.
Who's he talking to, man?
Stop the show. Let's go. Play the Goose game. I got to pee.
Just go pee. I'll end the show. It's
thanks,
fine.
Thanks, bud.
It's fine.
This is why you get the big bucks.
Okay. Guys, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break. We're going to come back and Colby...
Ah!
What the... And Colby is going to be a terrible goose. All right? So thanks for hanging out. If you don't want to watch Colby Plays Games, or you're not listening live, listening or listening, you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Sunday, live episode, twitch.tv/SethandColby. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2100 Central European Time. Stop by, follow the channel, and give us your money. All right? Thank you. Okay, everyone else who's here right now in Twitch chat, stick around. We're going to come back. Colby's going to be a goose. All right? Thanks for hanging out. Everything said at Colby.com. All the merch, all the social. Go there. Follow us. Give us your cash. We'll be right back in just a second. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.